the
meow
of the wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
Hey, what's Omega Mart?
Huh? Omega Mart?
What's Omega Mart?
Yeah! What is Omega Mart?
What's with all the questions? Howdy, I'm Willie Nelson. Omega Mart is just a totally normal supermarket in Las Vegas, and I'm a celebrity you can trust.
Really?
Omega Mart has all the under-refrigerated dairy you need, and all the organically recommended produce you want. It's like we always say.
Uh-oh, Omega Mart, you have no idea what's in store for you.
Just off I-15 in Las Vegas, next to the Big Gorilla. Tickets on sale now.
Thanks for clearing that up, celebrity endorsement Willie Nelson, but, you know, you skipped a few details in there, like the glitching face swaps, the difficult spills that appear to rip a hole in the fabric of space-time, and how to win that darn Butter Frenzy 2 claw machine. Seriously, though, the mysteriousness of Omega Mart is very much the point, as they like to constantly remind us.
You have no idea what's in store for you.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with valuable toys.
Shoplifters,
you're getting away with value.
Listen to what Mrs. G86T91 of Honor Farm, Missouri says about value at Shoplifters.
I walked away with over $130 worth of hams in my pants, and it only cost me $50 in 60 days.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with more food.
This week's special squirrel squares from Road Ready Flat Snacks.
According to God's rules, the following are unclean and are not to be eaten, so don't.
Eat it.
The hog, the squirrel, the little squirrels.
Suffer.
Who would want to eat a little
squirrel.
Nice
you're
little
starving. Today, you're little starving squirrel. Out in the park one day.
You'd probably just char them just to get them stiff, wouldn't you?
Sure, you char, singe them. You singe them and eat them. You know,
poor
John,
little...
I read that about the Donner Pass. I know what man does when
squirrels
he's up
eating
the...
squirrels. My God, that's sick.
That's sick, sure, but a man eating a squirrel, that's, you know, par for the course, Charlie.
Something logical in that. You're not supposed to eat rabbits, catfish, cats.
Hey, what
or
do
fish.
You mean God said you can't eat catfish?
You're not supposed to eat the
yeah,
catfish, because
right.
Otherwise the show wouldn't go on. Without the catfish, how are we going to get our audience rating?
Oh, that's right. I never thought about that.
That's right.
That's
who's
right.
Going to drive the taxi?
I don't know. Who's going to go down to the lobby meeting?
You can't eat lamprey eels, lobsters, clams.
Velcro macaroni sticks to the outside of your ribs and stupid Belgium waffle hats.
Shoplifters, we give you a bigger head start.
Remember, there's no long lines at our checkout counter because there are no checkout counters. We just follow you to your car and read you your rights.
Shoplifters, a market that puts you away.
Visit our 7 convenience stores in King's Nose.
Please stand for the National.
When you want a taste of America, then we got a culinary treat for ya. Americanized beef is the way to go. If you take a bite into our ribeye steak, you'll no longer feel like a special snowflake. Americanized beef.
I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Oh, good.
Well, what's for breakfast?
Horse pie and a short stack. Oh. Would you rather have horse and eggs? It's up to you. It's always been.
Step into our universe of infinite savings at Omega Mart. This week, save on ground magic meat, only $1.99 a pound. Half a heart, now half off at just $2.99 each. Omega Mart bone-in trophy chops, $2.49 a pound.
brain. Only $7.99 a pound. Heavenly Hash, picnic priced at $1.49 a pound. Nebula Loaf, wow, only 99 cents a pound. See the savings for yourself. Only at Omega Mart, your portal to a universe of value.
I'm home from the Power Burger. I've been serving up them 1/64th pounders all day. My mom, dad, well, gee, they must be asleep or at work. Nowadays, you can't tell one from the other. Well, I'm going to do what I do every day when I get home from work just before I go to school. I'm going to go get my favorite chair, and I'm going to go do my favorite thing. You know, there's only one thing a kid can do that can save his mind and his soul, and that's drink diet-free cola till he turns into a laboratory rat. Yeah, just another mouse in the house. Oh boy, only one calorie per drink. Isn't that great? And I get to eat my favorite of all foods, insect chips. Oh, you know them. This is a great test market, Denver. They tried them here first. Yeah, this is La Cucarochi brand. With the real smell of the Colorado-Mexican border. And it's got the little bugs in it, the little insects with the heads that go pop, pop, pop when you eat them. Mmm. And real greely silverfish. Wow. Yes, those were the silverfish that some of our forefathers sold to Washington as precious metal. Whoa, boy, what a scam. Well, sure, I'm going to do what all kids and adults who still think like kids do in this state. I'm going to watch television till my eyes drop out. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about educational television, you know, that University of Denver Extension stuff, you know, like, okay, kids, let's make an atomic bomb. First you take this. No, I'm talking about the real stuff. I mean, hardlining on the big channels. And here we go. Want to watch with me? Because you're me, you know. Click!
Developmental Valley School District luncheon menus for this week. Plain Elementary School. Monday, paper stack. Boneless burrito, paste, kitten on a stick, milk-a-roni. Tuesday, white bread on toast, glass of sugar, see-through lettuce, liquid milk. Wednesday, cake sponge, sugar sandwich, butter plate, cloth pudding, milk. Thursday, simple pie, banana splat, sugar mound, blanched cookie, whey. Friday, diaper surprise, clear peaches, steamed cereal boxes, sugar, milk. And for Mystery Island School for Girls, Monday, soft eggs on a mirror, hard-boiled hollow birds, handful of tacos, milk. Tuesday, rack of clever haunts, whisked apple fly, coronation ham, nylon bunnies, big carton. Wednesday, mystery potato, curd, slippery tart, milk pie, leg salad sandwich, clear liquid. Thursday, oysters frightened by chickens, liver mounds, nest of interesting spiders, Mai Tai, pack of camels. Friday, breast of clam a la Eddie, wieners in a basket under a blanket, teacher's surprise, milk. And for the Ernest Boys Academy, Monday, beef throats, smashed leg, hind quarter, gross livers, old-fashioned milk, cigars. Tuesday, flat motor pies, fisherman's regret, loin of fat, stunned ducks in alcohol sauce, milk. Wednesday, tart bottoms, slick fritters, breasts of toast, sweetbreads in hand, cuckoo punch, cigars, milk. Thursday, roast puffins, revenge pudding, pancakes in water, baked salad, ring of fire, milk. Friday, ducklings a la moron, smothered rodents, closet pie, turbo skeletons, champagne, brandies, cigars, milk. And for the Willie Loman Public High School, Monday, horse butter sandwiches, hot jello salad, French kisses, curb cake, milk. Tuesday, toads in a blanket in a hole, complicated salad, ice bread, Lomax pie, milk cocktail. Wednesday, hat with cheese, insurance salad, V6 bread, field surprise, milk. Thursday, battered vegetables, wax wrappers, walnut and raisin salad, adult milkshake. Friday, fried chuck, paper salad, responsibility pie, white dessert, retirement milk. And for the alternate current school, Monday, Eco Veggie Bar, Rainbow Crazy Crunch, Twig Sticks, Turkey Straws, Cow Milk. Tuesday, Helpless Nuggets with Sour Sauce, Gator Tots, Trial Mix, White Milk. Wednesday, False Rabbit Wedges, Farm Dip, Sloppy Jones, Birthday Cake, Goat Milk. Thursday, Meatless Hot Creatures, Sweetened Cherries, Meltdown on a Bun, Squares, Mother's Milk. Friday, Refried Fries, Early Dismissal Cup, Hemp Wheels, Party on a Bun, Dip, Sheep Milk. And that concludes the Developmental Valley School District luncheon menus for this week.
Hey kids, what for dinner?
Hit the vegetable button!
Fast and easy, green and tasty, vegetable surprise. Easy pleasy, never greasy, avocado fries.
Introducing Shrubs. We're packed with a proprietary vegetable blend. Shrubs. Kids love them. Shrubs, the avocado-flavored frozen vegetable French fry treat. Shrubs.
Sick of being confused by so many products? Get rid of them all. Power Wings multi-purpose formula has over 36 uses. Polish metal. Deter squirrels. Kill ants. And it's great on chicken wings, too. Power Wings multi-purpose formula is made with the most flexible of ingredients. These include sponge enzymes to absorb molecules, ion technology to disperse molecules, and air. So throw away all those complex products and stick to the one that takes care of all your needs at once. Buy now and get this handy car holder dipping tray for dipping on the go.
What's our secret? It's you!
Something tells me it might be a bit more than me, but thank you. Anyway, I am very special. Now, most of the theorists watching who requested we cover Omega Mart know it from its online commercials.
This week at Omega Mart, save on gestating mammal liquid, just $4.75. That's good news for my brittle bones. That's Omega Mart. Some customers have confused Omega Mart lemons with lemons. For that, we're sorry. Please return this product to Omega Mart immediately. Or for assistance, please call the number on your screen.
And admittedly, there are dozens of Omega Mart commercials and corporate videos spread all across the internet. Multiple different channels, websites, you name it, and Omega Mart is there. But as I mentioned before, the star of the show and the main point of focus is the actual physical location. Omega Mart is the creation of a group named Meow Wolf, an arts and entertainment group based out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Since 2008, Meow Wolf, by the way, the group's name came from pulling two random words out of a hat. How cool is that? Anyway, since 2008, Meow Wolf has been creating interactive and immersive experiences, which have just gotten steadily bigger and more legit over the years. When I say that this thing is a store in Las Vegas, that is the understatement of the year. I mean, first, you've got the store itself, filled with all sorts of actually purchasable products that are, well, they're all just a tad bit off. Often it feels like Omega Mart is run by aliens or machines who can't quite seem to get the whole supermarket thing quite right. Cans of sop form a pyramid in the middle of the store.
Gentlemen, I would like to leave you then with this tomato planter help you ecologists. I know you hippies like to grow your own food, and this Campbell's tomato planter, I'll just read you what's in it here. It grows five tomato plants. It's a 1970 tomato planter used before June 30th, 1970.
Tomato seed, it's done in Japan.
Tomato seed, Campbell 17, lot number 7110C.
Don't look back.
Germination 80%, date tested November 1969. Minimum number of seeds, nine. Growing mixture composed of vermiculite and peat moss with fertilizer. Campbell Soup Company, Camden, New Jersey, 08101.
You can grow your own soup.
Grow your own business going.
Grow your own soup.
Soup's on!
Oh, good. Hey, dinner will be ready in 3 months. Got another joint?
Soup's on!
What are we having? Campbell pig. Yeah.
No more than one daily bag limit of each kind of fish, frogs, mollusks, or crustaceans named in these regulations may be taken or possessed unless otherwise authorized.
We're having authorized possessed mollusks for dinner. Would you like to have them as soon as we grow the soup? It'll be right on.
What first appears is a bunch of Campbell's soup cans. When you look more carefully, it's It's actually camel's sop, a food, no, meal substitute. Hint of husks, implied chicken, fashioned beef, homestyle pigeon, dream of mushroom, and barely barley.
Camel on the lamb.
Disgraced icon Joe Camel had to climb down from his last billboard this morning before a jeering mob of addicts and ex-children.
It is about time, Ray, but instead of handing over his pool cue dog glasses and smoking boots to the jackbutts, he...
That should be smoking butts.
Let's just go to that tape one more time.
Right over here!
Okay, look, one at a time, I'm not the president. Here's the story. They took my smokes, they snatched my axe. I could see the handwriting on the wall.
Where'd you learn to read the hieroglyphics, Joe?
Very funny.
Yes, Joe, has it gone through your head yet that you're just a drawing of a camel, a cartoon?
I do know I'm not a camel, Hal. I know that much. I am a logo. Get that straight.
Joe, they say you're stuck. Are gone,
I got two stomachs left, Wiley. Who cares?
Joe, Boston the Babylizer.
Yes,
here.
Ma'am. Yes,
any
ma'am.
Any plans for the future?
Yeah, party.
Yeah, what's the problem?
The problem is they crossed the line and wanted to take my shades. I'm going where everyone else is going. It's the millennium, stupid. I'm going to the big one. Let them try and keep me out. Yeah. And so Joe vaulted through his signature smoke ring.
And the defeated dromedary peeled off behind the wheel of his horse-heavy muscle car.
A beautiful machine.
The chicken is all heavily tattooed, and nothing says refreshing quite like a tall, cool glass of vegan goat pus. Might I recommend a side of leg to go with it?
When you can't stand the pace in the big rodent race, come on in where it's safe, where the menu is trained. There's a smell in the air that reminds you of hair. You've got something to get, and it looks like your pet.
Aren't you hungry?
First we take some rat parts and fry them up real nice. Then we skin the kitties and barbecue the mice.
Guts in a cup, yum! Mouse on a stick, wow!
French fried fleas and beer battered tits.
Fried in a box.
We fry what you want.
Fried in a box.
We fry what you want.
Fried in a box.
We fry what you want.
Point is, the sheer number of supermarket items that Meow Wolf and its collaborating artists have designed and manufactured for Omega Mart is staggering in and of itself, each potentially containing clues as to the overall mystery happening within these walls. But on top of all of that, there are actors portraying Omega Mart employees throughout the space that interact with you, the customer.
The portals. And the apples.
Oh my god, did you say portals?
Yes, I did.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
So why don't you go get a drink over there?
Go get a drink? Okay, we'll go get a drink.
Have a mega day.
You too, thank you.
It's like a twisted Disneyland. And just like Disneyland, there are lots of hidden secrets everywhere. Go through the right refrigerator case and Omega Mart has a portal where reality warps and spits you out into what they refer to as the forked earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a long way from the local Super Target. Robots, aliens, hazmat suits, portals, and alternate worlds. It's like you're stepping into something ripped straight out of Rick and Morty. I gotta be honest here, I haven't even stepped foot inside the supermarket yet, and already I feel like giving Omega Mart a round of applause. Not to mention my money. $9.99 for Kaleida Spice? $49.99 for Ham Backpack? Just take my money! Take it all! But for as much time as we can spend bargain hunting for the best deal on Whale Song deodorant, or sniffing the various scents of Verbal Agreement air freshener, I do want to take some time to actually discuss Omega Mart's lore. And as you might imagine, it is spread everywhere. The physical soup, the secret forked earth through the portal, the commercials and corporate videos, the websites, and yes, that is plural, websites. So since I haven't been able to go to the store in person just yet, let's actually start online. When you visit OmegaMart.com, you're immediately greeted with a link to buy tickets, a corporate video, as well as some real GeoCities page builder vibes. But down in the corner, you're directed to three additional sites, DramCorp, Jobs, and Employee Login. Since it's the first, let's start with the DramCorp page. Oh, and friends, this is where things really start to get Kaleida spicy. because when it comes to the Dram Corp board, there's some serious backstabbing going on. As in, literal backstabbing. We quickly come to learn that Dram Corp is the parent company of Omega Mart, along with their other brands, Dramuticals and DART, short for Dram Corp Advanced Research Team. The CEO and founder of Dram Corp, Walter Dram, quote, won his first store in a game of poker in 1968 and has been on a winning streak ever since. Dram Corp soon exploded into a global enterprise thanks to its exclusive access to products infused with something called Additive S.
What you see here is an epical achievement. A sophisticated biosupplement synthesized by the Dram Corp Advanced Research Team. We call it Additive S. All natural and completely safe.
In late 2020, in a post on the Dram Corp website, Walter announced that he planned to retire, and he publicly named Kaz Matsumura, the company's VP of Future Ability, as his successor, which probably came as a surprise to some considering his own daughter, Cecilia Dram, was currently serving as the company's VP of Tomorrow Mint. However, just a few months later in early 2021, Cecilia made an unexpected and rather cryptic post of her own, explaining simply that her father had moved on and that she now would be taking over as acting CEO of Dram Corp effective immediately. Not Kaz Matsumura like everyone had planned. Something suspicious is going on here, especially when you consider that we've heard nothing from Walter Dram since Cecilia took over. But the corporate intrigue goes much deeper. What is Cecilia doing now that she's at the helm of Dram Corp? Well, it comes back to Additive S. See, Additive S seems to be Dram Corp's branded concentration of a material called Source. Despite Dram Corp's claims that it's completely safe, Source actually seems to be a really dangerous substance capable of doing some weird stuff, like making things a bit more alive than you'd expect, and creating difficult spills.
Difficult spills may cause unsafe situations, such as tripping hazards, misplaced customers, and equipment failure.
People sporting hazmat suits and other protective clothing are a common sight in both Omega Mart and Dram Corp's Forked Earth facilities, with Source spills and leaks seeming to be a major reason why.
Billville, the town that nature forgot to hate. Billville, you move to Billville because it's your fate.
I am the mayor, and I'm the big cheese. Dang me, re-elect me or hang me. That's the will of Bill.
My name is Bill, and I'm a Billville boost. I built a big smart house to hide a toxic spill. I'm Coach Bill, I coach the no-neck twisters. Then I date their sisters because they love my Bill.
I am the doctor, I deliver the babies, and I make sure that they're all named Bill.
Let's move, shift your organs, Grammy. Walk out, we're doing the Bill. Back feet, shake your willy, Bill. Move out, we're putting the Bill.
So, what is Source then? Well, judging by an incomplete post made to Dram Corp's website, Source appears to be a physical manifestation of desire. And wouldn't you know it, but one of Cecilia's first acts as CEO was to announce a new process where unlimited desire can be drained, as well as, quote, a spectrum of innovative new products hyper-localized for peak consumer desirability. In short, Omega Mart seems to have a magical substance that can be infused into their products so that, when consumed, people become addicted and want more. It turns them into the universe's most satisfied customers.
Our studies show Additive S increases customer satisfaction by up to 700% over a comprehensive range of products.
And where are they getting that source? Us. At least partly from us. After making us crave their products, Omega Mart drains that desire from us and adds it back to the source. You see, there's one particularly interesting attraction at the real world Omega Mart location, a slide. When visiting the store, customers will have the opportunity to ride down a slide with Omega Mart employees cheering you on. Hold on, what did they say? Thank you for adding your human element to the source? Folks, it sure seems to me as though Cecilia Dram's exciting new initiative is to use Omega Mart's own customers to source the, source that it uses to synthesize Additive S. But what is the long-term goal here? Just to addict more consumers and sell more products? Not by a long shot. Cecilia isn't just using the source for boring old groceries, she has big plans that clash with her father's vision. In one video you can only see in store, and that we can only see thanks to this video on the Carpetbaggers YouTube channel, thank you for uploading that, Cecilia has an argument with her father in the source well about a girl named Marin.
Marin is special to us in so many ways. She's going to change everything for us.
We later later see hints that Marin Dram is missing. So then who is Marin? This girl who's gonna change everything? Well, she seems to be a creation of the Source. Elsewhere in the store is a journal full of lots of juicy lore details that, frankly, you can't really see without going to the physical location of Omega Mart. But by slowing down and enhancing that footage from the Carpetbagger's video, we can get glimpses as to what's going on in there. In the journal, one employee talks about accidentally bringing a number of objects to life using Source. These mascots, as he calls them, are small but surprisingly useful. A note on one page has Cecilia saying that they're, quote, like guard dogs for anyone trying to get into what's beyond that side door of mine. Side door, huh? Sounds like something I should keep my eye out for when I'm in Vegas. But these little living things were proof that Source could be used not just for products, but to create fully living creatures. We've already seen how Source can turn lemons more human, and now we start to see how everything actually connects. Source seems to be some sort of liquefied desire or wish fulfillment. Meanwhile, Cecilia is harvesting the quote-unquote human element in her supermarkets, and, as we heard from the employees, adding that back into the Source. So we have ourselves a special wish-granting goo mixing with human potential. I suspect that Marin is the creation of that fusion, a larger human version of a mascot. In that clip of Cecilia fighting with Walter, Marin seems to emerge from the Source and immediately ask if Cecilia is her mom. To add to that, apparently there are codes littered throughout the installment that, when strung together, spell out, "It was my daughter's wish." So, what is this a reference to? Well, it seems to me like someone is literally dreaming some of these wild things into existence, and I suspect Marin, a being made entirely of reality-warping, wish-fulfilling Source, might be our main suspect. So the long and short of it, theorists, is that Dram Corp is now in the hands of a madwoman so power-hungry that she overthrew her own father as CEO, possibly even killing him. Under Cecilia's leadership, Dram Corp was restructured, and Omega Mart was designed to lure in customers, sending them down their slide to drain all their human element and harvest the energy to create other wish-fulfilling mascots like Marin. And loyal theorists, that is just the tip of this iceberg. What's all this about the forked Earth? Where did the Source originally come from? Why are there these mysterious water aliens hidden in the back of the store? What is behind that ominous side door? And seriously, how do they get prices that low for a six-pack of Zolg?
I have two boxes. Good old tattooed chicken right there. Whale song made from blubber, apparently. I got some corn plenty?
You like this unboxing? It's great, isn't it?
Hey. Some nasty plastic. This is me, live on Twitch, opening up some of the most ridiculous products I purchased from this shopping center known as Omega Mart. Located at Area 15 in Las Vegas, Nevada, Omega Mart first appeared to be just a regular supermarket with some strange products that you could purchase. But even the commercials online were suggesting that there was something about this place that wasn't natural. Multiple adverts scattered across the internet, one featuring an active phone number that you could call regarding lemons.
Lemon, it's a lemon. This car's a lemon and I'll never get home.
Hey, brother, you should be smoking, not your car. I'm Rudy Rude, natty head of rusty Ford Motors. And when you turn the key, do your car catch on fire?
Lemon car, very tinny. And my steering wheel's got a squeak. And the brakes on this darn lemon haven't lasted me a week. Day old, it's a day old.
Your batteries are day old and already it's day.
Yes, day, it's a 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 day old.
Your spark plugs are crusted, there's a crack in your head. Hey, don't jump, make a fool of yourself, Johnny. Come go tell us what the matter.
I'm sitting in this limo, trying to get the gears to mesh. I say pressure drop, oil pressure gonna drop on me. Walking down the road with a piston in my hand.
Johnny, that's too bad.
Oh, whoa, whoa. I got to run to the shop for repair, and there's no shop.
Closed up.
I get a tow to the shop for repair, and they locked up.
No luck. Credit? You can get it if you really want, but you must apply. So come to Rusty Ford Motors, Johnny, where our service never stops.
If you want to get that old lemon car fixed in a strain,
check his hash oil rerun.
We got to fix it together.
And clean up his water
Every
pipe.
One of us together.
But Johnny, you're going to dig our rust up for the vibrations. Hey, wait a minute.
Together.
I recognize you. You shot the sheriff.
No, man, I did not see the sheriff.
Yeah, I recognize.
Hey, give me a break, man.
And you shot the deputy too.
I didn't do the deputy, man.
The man who shot the sheriff.
Hey, come on, man, give me a break. Hey, give me a break, man. No. Hey, come on.
I recognize his car. That you car
now. Caribbean Fiesta Font tastes great for the weekend. Dab the sauce on top of that thing or the other one. The flavor is there. It's the spice that makes you feel good. It will remind you of the time that you have. Caribbean Fiesta Font. It's yes.
This is an important message for customers who have recently purchased Omega Mart lemons. Some customers have confused Omega Mart lemons with lemons. For that, we're sorry. Please return this product to Omega Mart immediately. Or for assistance, please call the number on your screen. For your safety, this product has been removed from our shelves and will be carefully disposed of. Omega Mart thanks you for your continued trust.
You'll notice that Omega Mart lemons have eyes. They're actually alive. That's why they're called mascots.
What's the matter?
Sausages?
What?
Sausages?
What?
Sausages with eyes.
Wait a minute. That's
we
good.
We are sausages with eyes.
Who are we?
We are sausages. We are sausages with eyes. Who are we? We are sausages with eyes.
That is a lyric.
And if you called the number to return your lemons, you'd get this.
Omega Mart. Thank you for calling Omega Mart, the number one supermarket in the world. If you're calling about Omega Mart lemons, press 1. If you're calling about Omega Mart orange drink, press 2. If you or a loved one has been recently exposed to Omega Mart brand lemons, please return them to your local Omega Mart store or dispose of them safely in a lead container buried a minimum of 5 feet below the ground and 3 miles from any known water source. Use of earplugs is strongly advised. Omega Mart thanks you for your continued trust.
A quick Google of Omega Mart will help you find their official website, featuring some of the products that I later purchased for the unboxing stream. One item includes the Definitely Not Butter air freshener spray, with a description angrily shouting, "Who told you this was butter?"
Hello, I think I'm President Gerald Ford, with a truly great investment idea to help you spread the risk in the difficult period to come. Now's the time to begin collecting profiles of American presidents in butter. Not guns, but butter. Yes, collect all 38 of them. Subscribe now and start at the beginning with Pat number 1, George Butterball Washington. If you could see this profile in butter I'm holding in my hand, you would have to agree that it's just beautiful. And if you keep them cold, they'll last forever. Not like this one. Pretty good, though. Oh, how do you get them? Well, just send a postcard to the candidate of your choice with your name and address and the word butter on it. He'll know what to do. That's Gerald Ford's Presidential Profiles in Butter. It's the real thing.
There's the tattooed chicken stashed in a can, which is pretty self-explanatory, and also another product known as the Experience Tube, which is pretty much a giant sock with 2 holes, one for your head and the other for your friends, so you can begin a conversation in this magical tube.
It works! The Experience Tube is kinda working.
I don't even know if you can see me.
Exploring this place further will lead you to another website called DramCorp, a company that claims to be the founders of Omega Mart and are experimenting with some highly advanced technology beyond our understanding. They have an employee's login page, but there isn't really a password. In fact, you can just smack your head against the keyboard and it will instantly grant you access. Not much information can be found here other than the site telling you that you can get an Omega Mart ID card if you visit the location yourself. And so, that's what many people did to find out more.
New car flavor, Lomega.
Hello.
You can see the different varieties of cola. Miracle liquid,
bog water. There is so much, so much to look at. I'm losing my mind already.
After exploring the location and seeing many of the strange products being sold, one employee overhears that he likes alternate realities. And so, they suggest to go and grab a drink at the cooler.
Alright, so to go get a drink. See the soda cooler here. Uh-oh. Alright, we're heading into the cooler. And you see the sodas are distorting around us. Where are we? I guess this is the manager's office. A bunch of books on Area 51. Yeah, jackalope up there.
Suddenly, this person is no longer in a supermarket, but in an area of the building that we didn't even know existed.
Oh my.
As you may have already guessed, this isn't a regular supermarket. In fact, the company that is claiming to be the founders of the store isn't real either. The whole thing is created by a company known as Meow Wolf, and their goal was to create an alternate reality for you to explore.
We take a lot from, you know, open world action games, adventure games. Grand Theft Auto is probably a good example. You know, you can play the storylines or you can just like mess around in the world, you know? And we like giving people that optionality, because a lot of people just want to go in there and they just want to take pictures, and that's totally fine, you know. Or like if you're a younger kid, if you're like 5 or 6 years old and you're not into reading a bunch of material, you just want to run around and treat it like a playground, you know.
This is Vince Kadlebeck, the founder of Meow Wolf, which is an art installation company that has been wanting to break the norm of the art industry and tell interesting stories throughout the projects they make. I recently got an interview with Vince to talk about OmegaMart and the history of Meow Wolf.
We rented a space and we all met in a living room and we all said like, all right, do you want to start an art collective? And so, you know, I called that first meeting and at the end of the meeting, we decided, yes, we're all into it. And we decided to like give ourselves a name. And so we put a bunch of words in one hat and a bunch of words in another hat and started pulling out combinations of words. And that's where Meow Wolf came from.
It also turned out this wasn't the first time Meow Wolf attempted to make a supermarket.
A couple of our founders, Emily Montoya and Benji Geary and myself, we were all talking in the kitchen, and Benji said, I would really love to do a grocery store at some point. And we were just dreaming about this like grocery store. Like, what if we did like an actual grocery store and we were able to fill an entire grocery store with stuff? Of course, we didn't have money. We didn't have any way to do that. We didn't have a real space. But the two of them ended up taking this idea to the Meow Wolf group and doing it in the warehouse space that we had. And it was like sort of this grungy, otherworldly, like garage sale is really what it felt like. You know, you walked into the space and there was these like, you know, shelving that we pulled out of dumpsters or that we got donated to us. There was a bunch of like, you know, gallons of milk that were filled with like multicolored fluorescent liquid, boxes that were scribbled on, like cereal boxes that were scribbled on. And yeah, we called it OmegaMart. And opened OmegaMart in 2009. And I probably like, honestly, like 15 people came to the show, like total for like over the course of 2 months. But that was sort of the first iteration of OmegaMart. We always really loved it as an idea, as a concept, but we never had the capacity to like really deliver on the concept.
Even though the first project wasn't a success, it was only 3 years later, in 2012, that they decided to give the project another try.
Fast forward 3 years and get to 2012. And in 2012, we ended up renting a space in a strip mall. And so we had like a legitimate like commercial strip mall space. And so we decided to do OmegaMart again. And this time we raised some money from a foundation, actually the Burning Man Foundation, so Black Rock Art Foundation. And we ended up working in the Santa Fe Public Schools, and we worked with a bunch of kids, and we kind of turned it into like a media literacy curriculum where we worked with kids on developing products, but in a way that was like tongue in cheek. So it's like we wanted them to learn about how marketing was, you know, manipulative, and how marketing was over the top, and how, and we wanted them to become the producer of the goods, rather than, you know, kids are always just the consumer of goods. So we wanted them to become the producer of goods.
We're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you gonna do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Pooh put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Pooh?
P-E-P-E-P, oh, rat pills, 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 rat
pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills, rat pills. I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Eukaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy for rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kid. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling for more students, for more science high. Thank you.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said, with counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm gonna cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you gonna graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! Morse Science High! It's disappeared!
And that was awesome. We worked with like 2,000 kids and ended up producing like a ton of different products that we then lined the shelves with in the strip mall and opened Omega Mart again. And this time we started to do like more branding and like, you know, coupons in the local newspaper. And we staged this entire like fake protest for people who like didn't want Omega Mart in town, like, you know, people who didn't want the big box store in town. And we opened it as if it was a real grocery store. And so it was really funny because like the first day that we opened, there was a bunch of people standing in line outside, wanting to get in there and shop. But it was just like a big practical joke. And so that one was cool. That one, we actually got to like do murals on the walls, and we had a cash register, and like we got a lot of people coming through the door for that show.
But despite the fun they had, Meow Wolf slowly went dormant for a few years due to the projects not making a profit and real life getting in the way.
What was a passion project in our 20s had become like this really tough obligation. We wanted to keep the Meow Wolf dream alive, but it was just too taxing on our lives. You know, we worked day jobs, and then once we got off of our job, we'd go and do Meow Wolf stuff, and it just became too much. And so everybody was kind of going their separate ways, and we hadn't met for like a couple years. Nobody had come to meetings, and the Meow Wolf name had sort of just been dormant, other than some music shows and some parties that we were throwing. But, you know, we hadn't done a show in a long time, an exhibition in a long time. And so I basically said, like, look, I want to keep the dream alive, and I really think we need to do a permanent exhibition. We need to do a large scale, like true production. And so the first place to start with that is to try to find a space. You know, you like you don't know, you need to know where you're going to do something in order to like actually get the gears turning. So we kind of went on a hunt around Santa Fe and found this old bowling alley, this bowling alley that had been derelict for like 7 years. And we walked through it, and it was like such a dream building. It was like 30,000 square feet. There's plenty of parking. It used to be a bowling alley, so like families are used to going there, and it was like a perfect building. But we didn't have any money. The real estate broker was like, "How much money do you have, Vince?" And I said, "None." And they said, "How much money does Meow Wolf have?" And I said, "None." And so he said, "Okay, well, write down the names of like every person you know who might be able to buy this building." And one of those names on my list was George R.R. Martin.
Yes, you heard it correctly. George R.R. Martin, the man behind Game of Thrones, had a part to play in the success of Meow Wolf.
I knew him because he hired me as a marketing director for a movie theater that he owns. And so I had met him there, and like, I just shot him an email sort of out of nowhere. I said, "Hey George, there's this building in the center of town, and I think we would do something really cool with it if you bought it and rented it to us. We would do something really cool with it." And I told him, I was like, "There's a house, there's a family that lives in this house. We're gonna actually build the house. And then there's gonna be these secret passageways inside of the house that then lead into other dimensions." And he was just like, sold.
And so Meow Wolf began their first big project in Santa Fe. It was called House of Eternal Return. If you visit this place in Santa Fe, you will enter a house that belongs to the Selig family, which is currently under quarantine because something happened there, and it's up to you to figure out the events that unfolded. The official website, known as thecharter.org, gives you video logs and character profiles of each family member, including the family hamster that may or may not be a spy.
You come into the living room. Everything to this point is very normal. Once you get to the dining room, you really get a sense like, okay, something's not quite right.
This is where the family ended up breaking their universe. So there's a lot of subtle things that let you know that something huge happened here. We have the ripples on the ceiling. You have that.
After 18 months of working on the production, it was an instant success.
Overnight, blew up. Just like lines out the door. You know, visitors flying in from Dallas and from Denver and from, you know, Vegas and Phoenix. And people just responded incredibly well. We spent a bunch of time, like many months after, just trying to handle the crowds, like staffing up for it and getting people on payroll and getting HR up and running and getting, you know, just getting, becoming a legitimate business. But as creatives, as artists, like we wanted to keep going, you know, like the house was a big success, but we wanted to do bigger projects in bigger cities.
Are other Omega Mart locations planned? And if so, where should we expect those things to spring up? Like, am I going to be able to pop into an Omega Mart here in Raleigh anytime I need some whale song deodorant and a refreshing can of dehydrated water?
This is Nick Danger reporting. I thought we'd take some time off this week and discuss food. That's right, food. There's nothing I count on more to get me through day after day in this troubled world than food. And although there's a million different ways to say it all over the world, I think I could get a pretty good international show of hands to back up my theory that it's the world's favorite dish. Yep, there's nothing like food. Except maybe water. Got a drink. Although the food contains water. There you go. Watery food is just the trick. And that reminds me of I stumbled into a little place the other night here. It's called The Clear Plate. And it features water, good old H2O, but water prepared in ways only God or a Californian could imagine. I tell you, I'm a convert. I used to be a meat and potatoes man. You know, I never met a potato I didn't like to meet.
Well, I know. I tried one last year.
Dad, you're on acid.
That coolness was too much of a change for me. But maybe I ought to try again, as you suggest. Clue. Here I am on my fifth or sixth spud. Funny, I don't taste the menthol the way I did at the start. Say, that's a clue worth tracking down. Smoke spud. Menthol-cooled cigarettes. Yes, sir. The proof is in the second pack. Why, I don't even notice the first pack anymore. But it has its points. Oh, there's one. Makes the tobacco taste better. Keeps my mouth cool and clean and full of a long white tube. Mouth happiness, that's it, by golly, the Axton Fisher Tobacco Company, Incorporated from Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I smoke them. I eat them. You know, spuds. You know,
but I hadn't tried the grilled Wyoming spring water at the Clear Plate. Chef Eddie Chickenbacker just touches the water to the hot grill, then serves it up in a fine old white plate. All you need is a spoon and a big appetite for this one, because the servings are definitely not Nouvelle at the Clear Plate. And at $26, the dish will not strap the American Express card of even a junior senator. I'd also suggest the mesquite-whipped rack of seltzer, enough for the whole table, and top off with the excellent dessert tray, with its clatter of glasses filled with waters laced with international additives. I find the chlorine mousse excellent, but my attractive companion, furnished, I might add, by the Congressional Welcome Wagon, liked the fluoride aperitif. All in all, a memorable evening. Me and the dame repaired to my hotel room, the one with the romantic flashing neon sign outside the breeze-whipped curtains that reads, Danger. Another touch of hospitality by Ann Vegan Smith of the Congressional Welcome Wagon. And thanks, Ann. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The dame melted into my arms. Nick, she sighed. Yeah, baby, I whispered. I'm hungry, she moaned.
You've been listening to the adventures of Nick Danger, and I, too, am getting famished listening to this one.
Well, friends, we found some clues in Vegas that lead me to believe that Dram Corp and Meow Wolf have big plans for Omega Mart's expansion and eventual world takeover. So, something we found inside the exhibit was this key to the Xenion alphabet, which proved invaluable because it let us piece together a lot of Xenion backstory littered throughout Seven Monolith Village. Now, that was a lot of lingo that I just dropped, so let's back up and proceed with caution, theorists, because difficult spills and Omega Mart spoilers lie ahead. Basically, the Xenions were a fish-like alien race in the lore of Omega Mart. You can actually visit a psychedelic room dedicated to them in the outskirts of the Omega Mart facility, complete with dead alien carcass and a book of lore needing to be translated. From that book, we learn that Source comes from the Xenion home planet. For those of you who don't remember, Source is basically this magical substance that kind of functions like liquid dopamine. You have some, it makes you really happy, and if you have too much, you get addicted to it. It's what Dram Corp is infusing into all their products to fuel consumerism. The Source proved to be a double-edged sword for the Xenion race. On one hand, they thrived and were able to gain the ability to walk on land thanks to its abundance, but they also became dependent on it in order to survive.
Uh-oh, broken neighbor's window, gotta play for school, didn't eat your breakfast, crapped on daddy's chair, showed your dork at recess, wee-weed in the pool, you're in a peck of trouble, but you just don't care. Oh, you're chewing your bubble-o, blow away your trouble-o, you're glad that you picked it, and now you're addicted, rococo bubble-o, opium gum.
Their planet existed in a dimension that paralleled our own until about 50,000 years ago when something happened. Some type of cataclysmic event occurred in the wellspring where the Xenion priests collected the source. This event was so massive and so powerful that the Xenion's planet and ours were knocked off their paths and collided. Basically, the Xenion's capital city crashed into present-day Las Vegas, covering it in water and making it super green and lush. And that's how a small portion of each planet became permanently overlapped with the other, which is what you saw at the top of this episode. Me crawling through that tent into the magical desert oasis with a glowing stream? Yep, that's the two universes occupying the same space at the same time, otherwise known as the Forked Earth. The glowing stream? That's the source pouring out. The remaining Xenion die off and humans take control of the main source well. That's where Dram Corp's factory is located and where they synthesize the source into additive S, a substance that they put into all of Omega Mart's products because it's proven to increase consumer satisfaction by 700%. Omega Mart is where it is in Las Vegas because canonically there's a portal to the Forked Earth there. Omega Mart is built on that portal between dimensions because, let's face it, interdimensional shipping rates otherwise are pretty darn steep. That's one of the big reasons why Dram Corp's advanced research team, DART, is trying so hard to understand portal technology. Because once they're able to create and control portals, they'll be able to open new Omega Marts wherever they'd like to.
8 miles south of Decatur, there's a grandma who spends more time investigating flavor blends than knitting sweaters for her cats. And her name is Becky Glaze. She discovered that the most wealth she can provide her grandkids in this economy is that of rich taste. Try Becky Glaze's Chip Moisturizer today. Guaranteed flavor since 1989.
Because of us, it's morning in America.
Breakfast, honey?
Thanks. Hey, is this real pork?
Because of us, people in the Great Plains are just plain doing things. Little things, like taking money from machines.
Hey, stop, kid. I'm not a machine.
Because of us, they're roasting East Coast marshmallows on the West Coast.
Wow, these taste like pork.
We're the people of U.S. Plus. Guess what we do?
Chemistry?
Transportation? Pork?
Kind of. U.S. Plus. We own the idea of America.